Yes, yes, you are. You are indeed. What other show would start off on such a rough note? Hey, it's Free Range Radio, of course, but it's Thursday, so it's steel belted Free Range Radio, and that's the one where they let me come in here for some bizarre reason and play music that I like, and sometimes, hopefully, ideally, you will like it as well. That's the plan. So you know, you can always help and make sure it's music that you like by giving me a call here. And I am live in the studio today, by the way. Remember when I used to do that regularly? Give us a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can drop me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com is a good way to do it. You can find me on the Twitter, I'm Jeff Robson, on the Facebook, whatever. You know, find your method. Get in touch. I love hearing from you. You know, it is good to be here. Good to be back in town again. Been doing a lot of traveling this summer and having a great time. My most recent exploits took us out to Calgary, to the Calgary Folk Fest, where I hadn't been for a number of years. And it was good to be back. There are still some things that really bug me about the festival, but a whole lot of things that I like about it as well. Great, great lineup this year. Tons of great stuff I got to see. And, I'll play a couple of little things here. And I want to kick it off with this one. This is I didn't get to see him do this song, but it got me thinking about this song. Yeah, let's play this, sure. We used to like to call it our secondary theme song. We're not quite as weird as we used to be, but, you know, we try. And here it is. Something from Robbie Foulkes, who's out at the Calgary Folk Fest. Feeling a little weird. This might fit today.
The town was hard and stirring. The nightclubs all were closed. Only a washed up cover band hitting the stage of Joe's. The guitar hit the first bar of Secret Agent Man. A door in the back flew open, and into the room they ran. Roots, rock, weirdos, up from the underground. Starboard, tell you a V3, any old fashioned sound. Roots, rock, weirdos, out of their holes they come. Dressed up like it's 1951. Yeah! Well, they looked the band gear over, and they noted with delight. The guitar amp was a bass man, and the bass man played upright. Then they looked round at each other, and they cried, "We are the best! Oh, we like unpopular music, and just look at the way we're dressed!" Now, roots, rock, weirdos, slapping each other's backs, using the hep cow language, they thought made them sound black. Roots, rock, weirdos, smoking a camel straight, making sure there's nothing up to date. Joe, he was slow to anger, but that bark, he found it hard just to watch the air grow toxic with smoke and self-regard. So he jumped up on a bar stool, and he called out loud and clear, "I don't know just what you weirdos want, but I don't want you in here." The room grew deathly silent. Then up from the stinking ranks rose a homely social worker, bowling shirt marked Hank. And dropping the fake black diction, he said, "Since you inquired, let me take stock of what we roots rock and weirdos desire." Fishnets for every woman, lipstick as red as flame. For every man a tattoo, a Chevy and a dumb nickname. Cigarettes in every shirt sleeve, black leather on every back.
fanzines in every bookstore, LPs in each record rack, 3 cards in every pop song, 4 white guys in each band, a ruthless media empire to saturate this land. And with our old country comrades and our brothers in neo swing, we'll reclaim music from the kids for our thoughts and crackers.
Prefer your earlier work.
on, swings on the chambers of her guns, and tries to shoot the cord and light the path. Oh, but hell, I'm just a blind man on the plains. I drink my water when it rains, and live by chance among the lightning strikes.
Something there from the Tallest Man on Earth. I've loved that guy since his first record, and been a big fan ever since. And finally got the chance to see him in Calgary the other day, and it was just it was terrific. It was wonderful. It was awesome. Really loved it. And it was exactly as great as I thought it would be. The only downside is, you know, when you go to these festivals, the stuff on the main stage is a little harder to engage with, I find, because it's far away and it's loud and people are loud and nobody's really paying attention and stuff like that, and it kind of bugs me, and so it's a little hard to focus on, but I enjoyed the show a lot. Had a great time. Before that, we heard something from the Sadies and John Langford, who were just absolutely wonderful. Saw one of the best workshops of my life, the Calgary Folk Festival, with the Sadies, John Langford, Robbie Fulks, and Bonnie Prince Billy, along with Sally Timms and the rest of the Mini Mecons. And everybody just played together the entire time. It was in no way the round robin thing that you usually expect at a folk fest workshop. It was everybody playing together all the time. It was absolutely incredible. Really enjoyed it. I'll tell you more about the festival coming up on Sunday on Tell the Band to Go Home. So tune in for that. I'll have a bunch of Calgary Folk Fest highlights. I was just looking on the old Facebook, and I kind of figured this was going on. An old pal of ours is finally recording a new record, and it's going to be great. Should we? Oh, I wonder if this is a bad idea. I don't know. Let's try it. Let's see. Is this a bad idea? Let's find out. I haven't watched this yet, so I don't know.
They whispered in the back room, they're gonna make a scene out of a hang his
picture. Hey everybody, I'm Stephen Stanley, and I want to tell you about my new band and about an album that we're in the process of making, and see if you want to come along and help us finish the album off.
I don't want to think about it now by any other name, a liar just the
jump on sale.
So I guess 3 years ago when I decided to leave Lowest of the Low, the furthest thing from my mind was putting another band together. And at that point I was playing with a guitar player named Chris Bennett, who's now the guitar player in this new band. And I think it was Chris that sort of was like a voice in my ear saying, like, yeah, we've got to put a group together. And there was a moment where that all made sense, and I decided for me it was the right time to sort of start playing with a band again. So Gregor Beresford is our drummer, an exceptional drummer and an exceptional guy. And then we added a guy named Chris Rellinger, who's our bass player now, and Chris has completed the project beautifully. The cool thing about this group for me is that we're actually really working on it, and I think the songs and the album have evolved by spending a lot of time playing together.
And I thought this year we were gonna win.
It's one of those projects that we're all in, and we'd like to be able to raise enough money so we can make this record, because Steven's got beautiful songs and they deserve to be out there.
For my friends, we'll let the last person who walks through that door whisper goodbye to the troubadour.
We've recorded about 10 bed tracks. We're going to go back and finish them up on Wolf Island. We're doing them with producer Chris Brown.
There's a lot of expenses that go into making a record. We're just at the beginning of recording, so there's a lot of recording left to do. After that, you know, we need to sort of get it out there in the world. So maybe now you're wondering how you can get involved in making this record with us. It's quite simple, really. What we're mainly asking you to do is to buy a copy of the record in advance, and that can be a digital download of the album or a copy on vinyl. And like any Indiegogo campaign, there'll be other perks there as well. So if you want to get involved a little further, there's, you know, a chance to have the band come and play at your house, or to have Chris and I come and play at your house, or we'll deliver the album to you in person if you live in striking distance of Toronto. So I just want to say thanks very much for watching the video, and thank you so much for supporting this campaign. We literally won't be able to make this record without you, and we can't wait to share it with you, because we think we're doing something really cool here and want you to hear it as soon as possible. So we appreciate it, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
To the curb. And I thought this year we were gonna win.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It's a brand new record from Steven Stanley. You know him from The Lowest of the Low. And yes, of course, the majority of The Lowest of the Low songs are Ron Hawkins songs. And it seems like, you know, perhaps they could just bring a new guitar player in, which they've done. But it's not the same. And Steven has a great style. He's a great singer, great songwriter. But most importantly for me, he is just the nicest guy you could ever meet. Now, they always say that you shouldn't meet your heroes, but as soon as I met Steven Stanley, he just felt like someone that I could be friends with for the rest of my life. And I've spoken to him many, many times over the years, and he's always been just kind and gracious and generous and just wonderful. And so I'm definitely going to pre-order this record, and I'd encourage you to do the same. Go to Indiegogo.com and you can find it, Steven Stanley with a PH. And you know what? Why don't we hear a couple of Steven Stanley songs from the good old days, just to remind you how cool he is. Here's one. He's only got one on the greatest record of all time, but damn, it's a good one. Here's something from Shakespeare, My Butt. I'm still up to this.
His father spoke the words he'll pass on to his son.
Stanley from The Lowest to Low, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
Flat. All my time just thinking about a friend of mine. She puts scratching grooves in her skin. I'm useless when it comes to shit like that. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? Don't you hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you? You can hide it from my sight. Just paint it all away tonight. But I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. Must be a thousand simple reasons. But you got two convincing answers for every question that I ask. Then you want something to believe in. But don't waste your time, we both know I'm not worthy of the task. You can hide, sleep inside, though it only helps to magnify the pain. Shake the dust from your eyes. The notion you've been strangling deserves to see the light of day again. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? Don't you hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you? You can shut me out again, but choose to disregard the pain. But I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. It's like I'm falling down, down, down. Screaming doesn't make any sense. I hope that you decide to stick around. It sucks, but it's my only defense. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? Don't you hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you? And a thousand reasons still remain that you can justify again. But I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't.
There you go. How about that? That's the Lowest of the Low with Dogs of February from the album Hallucigenia. They're going back to the 90s. Before that, from their reunion live record, Nothing Short of a Bullet, we heard New Westminster Taxi Squad. And before that, we heard Bloodline from Shakespeare My Butt, the Lowest of the Low, all those songs featuring Stephen Stanley, who's making a new record. And you can order it now on the Indiegogo.com, or you can wait until payday tomorrow, like me, and and order it then. Times are tough; they really, really are. Doing a lot of traveling this summer, so I'm flat broke. But having a great time being broke, and I guess largely because I'm so flat broke, I'm not going out to a show tonight, but if I could, I would go down to the West End Cultural Center to see the Grapes of Wrath. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I had no use for the Grapes of Wrath the first time around. You know, when they had all the hits and stuff in the 90s, they didn't interest me even a little bit at all at the time. But then they came back a few years ago and made this album called High Road, And honestly, I thought it was fantastic. There's some terrific stuff on that record. And so I would go see them just on the strength of their latest release and encourage them to make a new record, because it's been 3 years already, for God's sake. It's probably time. But I'll play you my two favorites off that record and encourage you to get on down there tonight to the West End Cultural Center. Here's one. I just think this is a tremendous, tremendous pop song. I know you've probably heard it a million times if you listen to CBC, but it's so good, I don't mind playing it for you again. Here's the Grapes of Wrath playing tonight at the West End.
I've been hiding, I've been hanging low. Tired of all the same, you know. Watching as the seasons come and go again. Just waiting for something new to change my points of view. Then I saw you and remember. I had you, then I lost you. That shine so bright, leading me to you tonight. Forget about the things we said, they don't matter now. Cause all I wanna hear is you always want me near. Then I saw.
Mexico, chest. He shines a light screen to his head. It cheers him up a bit, but for the price of it, could buy a ticket to the sun. So it's time to Mexico.
Steger, you are listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Holy cow. Let's repel Leroy Stagger.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And his band, The Wildflowers, which featured Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath in that band. That's a rip-roaring live version of I Believe in Love. And Kevin Kane and the rest of the Grapes of Wrath will be at the West End Cultural Center this very evening at 8 o'clock. You should probably go check it out, I think. The Black River Drifters are opening up. Got to see them a few months ago at the Old Times Change. Thought they were pretty great. So that'll be a fun show. Oh, why not? Speaking of fun shows, I'll tell you about one more show coming up. Well, maybe two. But first, we'll take a quick break. Stick around.